The views expressed in this podcast are solely those of the speaker. This podcast is for informational purposes only and is not a substitute for professional medical advice from your own physician.
My name is Scott Kreiner. I'm an interventional physiatrist out of Barrow Brain and Spine in Phoenix. I'm the outgoing director of the Evidence Analysis and Research Council. Michael?
Hi, I'm Michael Failings, professor of neurosurgery at the University of Toronto, and I'm chair of the Evidence-Based Medicine Committee at NASS.
Excellent. So at NASS, we have a long history of developing guidelines. We've developed, you know, many, many guidelines over the last 15 to 18 years. And these guidelines have all been evidence-based and used a very strict methodology, but our methodology is kind of adopted with the times, and more recently it's become the new standard for guidelines is what's called the GRADE methodology. Michael, could you explain what that is and how we're using that?
Sure. Well, I would say NASS has been a leader in the spine arena related to the development of clinical practice guidelines and systematic reviews. But the art and science of doing this has evolved. And what's been learned is that we want to avoid guidelines that simply state that there's not enough evidence to make a recommendation. And so what evolved out of McMaster University through the leadership of Gordon Guyatt is evolved into what's now called GRADE, and it's become the internationally accepted standard for the development of guidelines. And essentially it's a two-part process, not too dissimilar from what NASS has done previously, but it does take it to another level. So the first step is to undertake high quality systematic reviews. And there are there is a particular rigor to the GRADE process. And this includes a very meticulous risk of bias assessment, for example. And then the way evidence is assessed is a bit different from the way NASS has done this. But I think the really big difference with GRADE over previous efforts is this evidence to decision making framework. And this involves the creation of a multidisciplinary guidelines development committee that reviews the best available evidence through high quality systematic review, then filters this through the clinical experience, evaluating the safety, the benefits, the costs of the intervention, and the importance that the outcomes would have to individuals with this particular health condition. And then recommendations are made based on this. And even in the setting of relatively weak evidence, it's still possible to come up with recommendations of practical significance through GRADE. It's just that the strength of that recommendation will be less. So NASS has really, I think, taken a leadership position in adopting GRADE, which is not a trivial process. Given the fact that there has been so much prior art related to clinical practice guidelines. So to roll this out, the strategy that we've developed has had a number of steps. So one is that we've developed a customized course that we've called GRADE Lite. And essentially, this distills pretty much everything that a clinician would want to know about the GRADE process. We've created some pre-reads, put together videos, and then we've also put together a lecture. So we're starting to roll this out on a limited basis to a few groups within NASS, and then based on the feedback we receive, we'll finalize that product, and that'll be coming out in the first quarter of 2023. And then in parallel with this, we have decided to test drive a GRADE through a new clinical practice guideline. And after quite a bit of discussion back and forth, it was decided that we would tackle the issue of sacroiliac joint pain. And I guess, Scott, I'd hand back over to you. You know, why is this an important topic for NASS to examine?
Well, it's been particularly controversial, certainly in the last few years, as we've developed new techniques for ablation of the lateral branches and L5 dorsal ramus. We've developed fusion techniques for the SI joint from multiple different approaches, and that has not been without a whole lot of controversy in the spine community. So we felt that, you know, if there's anything that is potentially controversial and a fairly limited scope of a project, it might be the kind of the perfect thing for us to get our leadership from the guidelines committee, our newly formed EBM committee involved in, and help incorporate into our first guideline the GRADE methodology. And so the idea here being that as we all use this methodology for this particular guideline, which hopefully will be very beneficial to the spine community, we also are at the same time teaching and training the future leaders of our and current leaders of our guidelines committee to help implement this in all future guidelines as well as our revisions.
Yeah, I think that, you know, this is a very timely topic for us to tackle, and it's also a very focused topic. And, you know, there is a fair bit of evidence that's come out in the last few years. So I think maybe just to wrap up, as you know, Scott, you indicated at the outset, NASS has a very rich tradition in the area of evidence-based medicine, systematic reviews, clinical practice guidelines. And what we're now, I think, seeing is NASS taking a leadership role in the medical community to embrace GRADE. And we have, I think, a very systematic approach to undertake this. And I think the clinical practice guidelines that will emerge through this process will be of the highest quality, and I think will serve as benchmarks for the medical community to try to help patients with these conditions.